Hello, this is Radio Kate, and it's Mother's Day 2010. I hope you've called your mum if you can. I was listening to somebody today on the phone to their mum talking about the flowers they'd sent, and I could just hear and sense the love in the conversation, as simple as it was. And I wished I was able to have that conversation with my mum. Today has been a quiet day. A quiet day. Today I've been thinking about the daffodils that I would have sent, and the card that I would have made, and the message that I would have written. Today I've been thinking about the people that are able to do that still, and really hoping that they have done. Today I've been thinking of the special club. I call it the special club, as though it's a positive thing, but the special club is just a group of people I know and care about who've also lost their mothers. And I send them the odd message and give them the odd call and just check that they're okay. And I've been thinking about them today. And I've been thinking about Granny. And when I rang her, Granny said she'd been thinking about me. And we both had been thinking about Mum. Today, I sat in the kitchen and I ate some really sweet, sticky Turkish baklava, kind of dripping with honey and pistachio nuts, and goodness knows how many calories. And I was thinking of the story that Mum told me about before I was born. She lived in Egypt for a bit. She was like a pioneer of year outs. That's where I get my adventurous spirit from. She moved to Cairo for a year. Spent some time working as a nanny, looking after some children, and she learnt to speak Arabic, and she had some trouble with her teeth and had to visit the dentist, and she had to have root canal surgery. And they had no anaesthetic back in the 70s in Cairo, so she had to have root canal surgery with no painkillers at all. And she said it was so painful that she couldn't stand it. So, not for more than 5 or 10 minutes. So every day, I think for a week or maybe 2 weeks, she had to go in for a session of this horrific dental treatment. And across the way from the dentist was a big cake and sweet shop in Cairo. And she'd walk straight out of the dentist and treat herself to some baklava, dripping with sugar and honey. Terribly bad for your teeth. And she said she always hoped that the dentist wasn't watching, because every day she'd go and get some. So today, I sat in my kitchen, eating sticky, sweet stuff, and thinking of Mum.